The afternoon, is that your time?
Yes.
Yes, 2:05.
It is 2:05 PM, December 29, 2020. And I'd like to call this special board meeting of the Guam Regional Transit Authority to order. We'll now have the roll call of members. Myra?
Okay, we have Chairman Alejo Sablan.
Present.
Vice Chairman David Arenz on the line.
Present.
Honorable Mayor Kevin Sisuico.
You're on mute.
My apologies, present.
And Honorable Miss Bernadette Weeman.
Present.
Okay, let's go. We do have a quorum. The next item on the agenda that we have is the review of the minutes of the meeting November 17, 2020. Minutes have been disseminated previously, and are there any concerns there? If there's none, I'd like to call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Do I hear a second to that motion?
Okay, I second it.
Okay, it's been moved by the Vice Chair Dave Arenz and seconded by Director Bernie Weeman to approve the minutes of November 17, 2020. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Unanimous. It has been approved the minutes of November 17, 2020. The next item on the agenda, unfinished business, the adoption of the drug and alcohol program. Again, that document had been previously been submitted to the directors for review. And it's
I don't have an issue with it. Again, I brought up the concern regarding the review by our attorney, and so if this has been reviewed and approved by him, then I have no question. And again, this drug and alcohol policy was just mirrored off of the DOA drug and alcohol policy, as we discussed, Mr. Chair.
That is my understanding. That your understanding, Mr. Babalta.
Also. Mr. Chairman, and Honorable Director Sisuico, we had to review the proposal, and he recommended to us after his review to forward that over to the Department of Administration for their review also. To see whether there's anything that they need to include with regards to the statute on, and they did that, and Mr. John Dizon had included input from the Department of Administration, so the legal counsel, DOA, their comments have been included on the proposed alcohol program. John, do you have anything that you want to add on to what I said?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Board of Directors, and everyone else. I've made the adjustments with regards to the drug and alcohol testing based on the recommendations provided by the Department of Administration and also on the Federal Transit Administration guidelines and recommendations. As per FTA recommendations and based on guidance that I've received from my supervisor.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's say that one of the staff members is maybe, this is a scenario, has been in an accident and stuff, and they have to take payments. Is that part of the system, or is that something different? Going to work while under the pain meds, is that going to go against the employee?
Director Renz, can you just repeat that one more time for clarification? Yes.
Okay. Let's say one of the staff members or the operators, they've gotten into an accident and then they've been released back to work and they're taking, some pain meds. How does that work through the system without being scrutinized?
I think, Director, I think that if it has to do with something that's prescribed by a medical professional, something prescribed by a medical professional, even on the Mayor's Council, I think that that's, of course, we have to follow all the HIPAA law and everything else, right? So if it's prescribed and they can come up with the documentation that they're prescribed for that particular medication, then I think that that should cover the employee, and if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Ed, it'd be better if we have some more clarification on that.
Is this pertaining to the, I didn't really hear Director Renz's question.
I'm sorry, before you proceed, Mr. Chair, could we have everybody mute their microphone so that way, I'm having a hard time hearing, so if we can all mute our mics unless we're going to speak, I think that it'll be helpful. We can't hear.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, it's very static in my end.
No, there's...
Hello?
Mayor Paco's online.
Okay.
Yes, it's much better now. Can you repeat the question, please?
Vice Chair Renz?
My question was, it needs to be clarified in the directives that somebody has to have pain meds. It can be just temporary or permanent. How does that work in the system?
You were broken up, man.
What?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Try again.
Okay. All right. So if let's say that you have a temporary doctor's prescription for pain meds, and or it may be permanent. So how does that work in the system without being scrutinized with this document?
Okay, but what was the main concern? Is your concern that, take for example, the individual taking meds and he gets into an accident? Is that what you're trying to clarify?
Yes, it could be just temporary or it could be permanent. So how does that go about on the employee without being scrutinized, through the system?
Well, to my understanding, like what Mayor Kevin said, if he has legit paperwork, from the doctor, that he was prescribed for those prescriptions, I don't see anything wrong with it. But then when he does get into an accident, then that's when it's going to be forwarded to the Attorney General.
Okay. That's all I needed. That's all I needed there. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
my understanding is that if somebody gets into an accident, you know, that I think it's an automatic. You get tested. You get tested for your illegal drugs, I guess. And if you're found that you're under the influence, then they'll take action. But if it's a prescribed medication and it doesn't affect, I mean, it wasn't the cause of the accident, then, you know, they'll investigate.
You're correct. If they do get into an accident, that is grounds for, automatic random testing.
Automatically testing.
Yes. That's correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I comprehend the attorney general is because a good example, my boys are bush cutting. The rock flies to an individual's car and it dings the car. We have no power over that. It goes, get your police report and turn in your police report to the attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fair.
That's the proper procedure.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Anybody else have any questions or comments on that, on this drug and testing policy? I mean, it's a pretty comprehensive. It's a lot of reading, but if the Attorney General, our legal counsel has reviewed it, and our John and Bobby Shanna is taking a look at that. Do I hear a motion to approve the?
Okay, I want a motion to approve drug and alcohol policy.
I will second it if everybody with the administration approves it. This is 34 pages, right?
Yeah,
we need to have the drug and alcohol booklet. Yes.
It has been moved by Director Arends and seconded by Director Weeman that we adopt the drug and alcohol program, the policy. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And that's unanimous. That motion is approved to adopt the drug and alcohol program policy. Going on to the next unfinished business, fixed route contract. Mr. B. You have a comment on that, Mr. B, on Mr. Babata? I think it's muted.
Thank you. I received the proposed amendment addendum to the six-route contract offering Copperwood Enterprises Incorporated three routes. And yesterday I spoke to the chief of staff of the governor's chief of staff, and I believe the chief of staff, as well as the message that I sent to the governor and, of course, the town office, that because of budget cuts, we're only going to be able to afford offering KEI three of the six routes for the fixed route transit operations. So this morning, the legal counsel forwarded me the proposed amendment addendum to the fixed route information for bid number GSA 65-15. So I forwarded this, Mr. Chairman, to you as well as the other board members. And if the board concurs with this proposal, then I'm going to forward this to KEI for their review.
Sir.
Of course, the contract is going to cover from January 1st 2021 to December 31, 2021.
How much are we paying Kochenberg?
Sir, on the proposed amendment, it's $47 an hour. Same as what
about we paid. Okay. So it's the same as the last year's.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just have one question for clarification. I know that we're trying to get there and we're not quite there yet, but if and when our fleet is up and able to assume the fixed route, that of course is our goal, right? It's to completely take over as one agency both routes. Is that really the time frame that we're looking at? Is it really one year out? I guess I'm just. My question for it is it 1 year? Is that a safe net for us to get everything together, or is that how long do we anticipate before we can actually comfortably take over this route?
We are comfortable over the route, Mr. Honorable Director Sisriku, by the end of 2021. By then, we should have an adequate number of buses. And of course, we'll have a transit management system that's going to allow us to operate not only paratransit, but also fixed route with technology versus paper type transit operations.
Okay, thank you. My clarification was just to be sure that on the time frame that we're only going for a 1 year contract between the agency and Kochenberg, just for us to again prepare and secure our side before we actually take this route over.
Yes, Honorable Director. I have to be honest with you and truthful to the board. The governor contacted me to in addition to being ready, she'd also recommend that we provide Kochenberg Enterprises Incorporated time
right.
Continue with the operations. But on the other hand, by December 31st, 2021, we'll be fully prepared and able to take over the entire system for the island of Guam. And I'm comfortable with the staff that we have and the team that we have with regards to cleaning and also providing excellent operation with both our transport.
Yes,
any other comments?
Yes, I'd like to say that if this is a two-year contract, so one more year, which is ending on 2021, and Government of Guam and the GRTA administration, meeting Mr. Sal Calta meeting, I think that would be a beautiful contract to end, because I know in the past I have written the Kochenberg Enterprise buses, and they were like really falling apart, really. And so sooner than we end the contract, which is 21, I think I favor that. One more year.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Can I throw a curveball?
Go ahead, Director Paco.
Okay. Quote unquote. For example, we signed a contract for 2021 and we get our fleet before that. Then then we're going to have to breach the contract. So can we specify on the contract subject to change in case we do move forward before the 2021?
That was actually
not what I'm trying to say.
That was actually what I, what Director Buckle, that was what I was actually aiming at that with that question, right? So we're on a we're on a 1 year, but in the event that the agency has been moving at I think at record speed for you know with everything as far as the fleet's concerned, as far as building, as far as the maintenance of the buses, and I'm proud of the agency, and you know, if we should secure everything before that time, are we going to be held to that 1 year? So, but I think that Mr. Robalta answered that question too. For me, when he said that the governor wanted to hold on to that contract too, at least till the end of the year.
But if we specify, you know, quote unquote, subject to change, it would make a difference on the contract. Because if we don't put subject to change, like if or are or ain't, you know, it really all depends on how the contract is written.
I agree with that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because right now, if we do that, it's lock and load. We cannot unload our guns. I hope you understand where I'm coming from.
Mr. Honorable Director, I certainly do, sir, and I appreciate the comments that have been made about GRTA's progress and furthering our transit operations in Guam. On the other hand, we're ordering more buses, and I'm comfortable that by the end of 2021, unless something happens, we should be picking up 20 brand new buses in addition to what we have now. Furthermore, we're also working on adding on a fixed route transit management system or transportation management system for the fixed route that will allow our riders to download the app and customize their rides and be able to make payments through a smart card or without a card at all. And I believe that with that 1 year time frame, we'll be all set to fully activate everything that we want to ensure that our transit system is going to provide a safe and reliable operation for people of Guam. But you know, we're gearing up for that, and we're making all the preparations that we need to. But I think 1 year will allow us enough time to again be fully operational and ready to take over the fixed route contract.
Yes, sir. The only reason why I brought that up is just to see why they cover our ass.
I understand, sir.
But
of course, the
if all of us are comfortable with that, the set date and the set year, then I'll go ahead and go for it.
Mr. B, that was the same thing that that I had. Those are the same concerns that I had. Just in case we're ready early, I guess if we're ready early enough, that's good. And kudos to the agency. I guess that would be used as I guess we can consider a testing phase to make sure that we are ready. at the same time, maybe that can be used as a transition. So that way we get comfortable with the route. We haven't had this route for, right? This is going to be an added route. So I think maybe that could be added on. Maybe, you know, in the transition of things, once we're set as an agency, maybe we start to roll out 3 months prior to the end of your contract, so that we're familiar and we're comfortable enough to assume the entire route end of 2021.
Honorable Director, I again, you know what, I'm really proud of not only the agency, but I'm really proud of this board. The comments that all of you have been making are comments that really are right on target in preparation for GRK to fully be prepared in taking over the fixed route. Mr. Mark Rostimo has been working with the drivers, and he's with a one-year contract. I believe that, like what you said, Honorable Susiku, will be fully operational. And a few months before, Mark and his team will be able to begin to train to fully take over the transit up the fixed route transit operations. So I think 1 year will be a good time frame for us to do all of what we need to do.
Are there any other comments on that?
I think I agree.
On that contract?
I think I agree with Mr. Gavalta, our chief executive manager. 2 year contract with Kloppenburg Enterprise. I know they have been in operation for a long time. And, you know, 2 years, like Mr. Babalta says, December 31st, 2021, we are fully equipped with the new buses and all the capabilities of the drivers. If they're trained, we'll just go for it. And then you can always renew the contract or go month to month.
That's good.
I would hope that we don't renew that contract after the 2021. I'm fully confident that the GRTA can super take over. I mean, by the end of that, of the 2021, it's
right.
Yeah, it's. I'm quite confident. I'm very optimistic that GRTA are able to be using that time to maybe add, if feasible, to add another route before the end of the year, and we get new buses. And beginning of 2022, cool rollout for, you know, GRTA takes over the whole shebang.
One last concern that I do have, Mr. Chair and Mr. B, when I was reviewing the agreement, item number 3 on the GRT obligations, and this is where my first initial question came from, and it says GRT agrees to provide 3 vehicles, fuel, maintenance, transport to the fixed route riders, and the communication equipment. And I guess that's the hardest part that I had in understanding, because if we're already providing all that, that's really our equipment already, and if Mark and team are ready to go and we're already using our own equipment, we're in a sense paying that $47 an hour to KPI just for their drivers, right? And so I understand that we're going to be hiring our own drivers and our own staff to do this, and we would just save the agency a lot more funds per hour, right? So that was my only concern when I was reading the agreement is that we're getting everything geared up for the agency as one agency, and we're already moving. But at the same time, KEI is actually utilizing our equipment, and we're paying them, the government's paying them, to basically just be drivers. And Mark and team, I think, are capable. Actually, I don't think they're capable. I know they're capable enough to handle this route. It's, I know it puts the agency or puts your conversation with the governor on, you know, and I'm not too sure. I don't want to step on anything that I shouldn't step on. But it is our equipment. It is our fuel. It is our maintenance. And they're only providing the drivers that, you know, we're capable enough to provide our own drivers, I think, before the end of the year, so, of 2021.
Director, that's, and it's something, that's what I'm saying, no contract beyond, but one, I mean, more than capable of handling
again, Mr. Chair, it is in our best interest as the board to advise our GM, Mr. B, on our opinions, right?
That's
basically
correct.
Again, it's just my suggestion, and I think Mayor Paco was probably gearing to go there. And looking at the KEI's obligations, at $47 an hour, we're paying a huge price tag for a driver to be in our own vehicle. So,
yeah.
The consensus of the board is to move and approve while we're in transition, while we're waiting for the rest of our fleet, while we're waiting for route match and all of our communication devices and everything to come through, then I think that would be one and only justified way for us to say yes to this contract, because we're still in our stages of preparation. But again, going back to what Mayor Paco had stated earlier, in the event that we are ready to roll out prior to close of 2021, the year of 2021, what would prevent us from taking over and putting our driver in that seat at $12 an hour or $15 an hour, whatever the cost may be per hour, versus 47? I'm not asking for an answer or clarification. I'm just, again, putting it out, our obligations are there. We understand our obligations on the contract, and we understand what KEI's obligations are too. I just wanted to point it out here. But again, stand by the decision of the board, support whatever decision we have. For the main purpose of our transition, while we procure and while we prepare our fleet and our staff to assume the fixed route.
Mr. Ramalta, you have any other comments in regards to the comments that Director Strico has?
Mr. Chairman, I fully support Director Strico's comments. The 1 year will give us adequate time to fully put in gear all of what we need to incorporate all the technology on all of the new buses that we're going to have, and that will help us set forth a much more safe and reliable and certainly customer-friendly fixed route operations. Is more than adequate, and I concur with Honorable Sisri Kuz's comments.
question is, there a way for the contract to be looked at independent bus operations, GRTA bus operations already, you know, ready? I mean, enough drivers. I mean, we got buses, got the technology, and then how? I mean, there's a way to say, let's since we're able to move forward and take over. Is there a clause there we can say, well, maybe you can rehash out the contract? And I mean, we don't want to have bus drivers available and you know, not able to drive the to drive our own bus, our own fuel. You know, the $7 an hour for KEI drivers, and then I say, well, gosh, I get that $47 an hour or something. Any concerns by attorney, our legal counsel regarding, you know, something like that?
He didn't comment in that regard because in actuality, he provided me with a contract that what I requested, and we've discussed this, you know, during the prior meeting. The other thing, Mr. Chairman and honorable board members, is that, you know, as the pandemic begins to be effectively managed and the restrictions begin to be reduced, I think we're going to have more riders pursuing or taking our transit operations, and with this, you know, we can begin to augment the existing transit fixed routes, and at the same time, continue training our people on the operations of the technology. So I share the concern about the fact that we're paying KEI $47 an hour. On the other hand, I think, you know, it puts an opportunity to fully be trained and capable to utilize the technology that we have use for our fixed route transit operations. And at the same time, we can be augmenting with more routes or with mobility on demand the existing transit operations. So I think this contract, while it's going to last the whole year, it's going to also allow us to fully prepare to activate the technology that we're going to be purchasing and training our people usage of the technology, and again making sure that technology is included on the buses that we're going to be ordering. And like I said before, the goal, unless something happens along the way, we should be getting 20 new buses by the end of 2021.
Do we have any other comments? If not, we don't have any other comments. Do I hear a motion to approve the forwarding, at least the fixed route contract to KEI?
Fixed route.
Say again, repeat that.
Motion to approve the 1 year extension from January 2021 to December 2021 for the fixed route agreement with KEI.
Okay, do I have a motion to for 1 year from 2020 to 2021?
I can second that.
Okay, so it has been moved by Director Susko and seconded by Director White to approve the agreement contract before. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those that oppose, say nay. And the motion is approved. Next thing on there, as part of the unfinished business, is we just voting for the adoption of the drug program. Now we, the director, were given a resolution number 2020-004. All the director have that. Resolution number 2020-004. Anybody have questions on that? Comments? That they've not, we wanted to move that via.
Okay, can you repeat that again as far as the problem? I'm sorry, the program and rules and regulations.
Did you get a copy of the resolution number 2020-004 regarding the resolution adopting the drug and alcohol testing policy? You got that?
Yes.
Okay. You wanted to vote to approve the.
Okay. I made the motion to approve it to the resolution.
Yes. We don't need to submit. Is that correct, Myra?
The resolution I have, it does require signatures from all board members and Mr. Babauta.
Yeah. Okay, so we will, no objections to that?
No, I don't.
Okay, no other board directors have any objections? If none, so we'll move on to the next item on the agenda.
Okay.
I can see the executive. Myra, you had a comment?
No comment, sir.
Under unfinished business C, executive manager employment agreement contract. Again, that copy of the contract was disseminated at the December 10, I believe, right? It's a two-page copy. Employment agreement, four pages,
yes.
Five pages. Copy. Does anybody have any comments on that? Questions on that? No questions on that.
Is this Mr. Babauta's? Is this
employment
Mr.
agreement? Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. Chairman, Honorable Chairman, is this Mr. Babauta's current salary right now? And is he just signing the employment agreement?
That is correct. Same, if you read it, then it would the same salary that he has been receiving.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions, directors? If none, do I hear a cop? I mean, do I hear a motion to approve the?
A motion to approve the director's pay. Oh, I'm sorry. The executive managers.
Okay. Okay, again,
I think the motion should be to accept the employment agreement
yes.
by Mr. Celestine Babalta or the general manager's position.
Yep.
For record, for just for record purpose, I think that that would be the motion, the right motion.
Okay. So go ahead and make that motion then.
Motion to approve for the acceptance of the employment agreement between the Guam Regional Transit Authority and Celestine Babalta as the general manager for the agency.
I second that motion.
Yes, you move.
I move to approve it.
Seconded by, is that you, Mayor Paco?
Yes.
Okay. So again, it's been moved by Director Sisrico and seconded by Director Paco to approve the Executive Manager's Employment Agreement contract. All in favor?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I think the motion was initially put in by Vice Chair Rance. I was just stating for clarification,
okay.
Although I am in full support of the motion.
Okay.
But the I was just clarifying for his own his initial motion that he put forth for the board.
Okay, correction there, because I probably didn't hear that. So the motion by Vice Chair David Arantz and seconded by Director Wayman to approve the Executive Manager Employment Agreement Contract. Is that correct? All in favor? Say aye.
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 And congratulations to Mr. Robot.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Chief. Congratulations, sir.
Very good.
Okay. That's Richard Ibanez, by the way, saying congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
And as this is a special meeting, we do not have any other items. We will be having a regular meeting again the second Tuesday, 2 p.m. in January. Myra contacting us again. But, I want to thank all the participants in today's special meeting, GRTA executive manager and staff. Moving forward, I know it's been quite a year. It's been quite a year, but in spite of the COVID-19 situation, GRTA has been making strides. We continue to keep safe, follow the CDC guidelines so we don't get sick, get our vaccinations. Looking forward to more progress in the year 2021. I thank you all. And at that, if there's no other concerns, I want to adjourn the meeting at 2:54 p.m., December 29, 2020. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
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 Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.